It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Okay.
It'll be cool.
It'll be fine. Because Becky's been on the show so many times.
I haven't done this part, though.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on the show where you can find help and hope. And with our most wonderful producer, Tommy. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I can figure out how to turn this thing on. I'll be all right.
It's so great to have you here today. Thank you. And usually, you know, I have my best friend co-host, and I say sidekick, not psychic, Lynn with me, but she's in Boston today. So we have our good friend Becky Moultrie from Assisting Hands. So glad you're here today.
Thanks, Linda. Great to be here.
It's really good. And we also have a good friend of mine, Jeannie Loney, is with us today.
Hello. And we're it's so good to be here.
Isn't it? It's kind of cool. It's like just a bunch of girlfriends talking and hanging out. So I'm really excited. So as we start the show, before we go any further, it's time for the Christmas song. So play it. You and the Christmas Tree. Woohoo! So that's my, like, I don't know, cousin-in-law, third cousin or whatever, but it's Pete Camp, and it's you in the Christmas tree, and you can get it on iTunes, Spotify, Apple, Amazon. And I'm telling you, he's 18 years old. He plays all five instruments on that song, wrote the song, and sang the song.
Wow. He's so amazing.
He is amazing, and he's just a nice young man, too. Really, really great. So, love you, Pete. In fact, last week, you heard that the show was pre-recorded because I was in New York City with my family, which was absolutely wonderful. My sister-in-law bought us all matching pajamas.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So we kind of like, you know, we ate and we drank and we laughed and we cried and we did that again and again and again. And
that's awesome.
We got to see the Cher show. Oh, my goodness. The Bob Mackie outfits. Unbelievable. How they can switch so fast, I don't know how they do that. And there was three Chers, so a young Cher, a middle Cher, and an older Cher. And they did great. The voice was great. The guy who played Sonny Bono had that twangy voice of his and everything. And so it was really just, you know, just being in New York and just seeing the lights. We didn't go walking around, but we were in the cab. We went past and waved at the tree. I get a little overwhelmed with all those people there.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
For me,
it's but
a, I don't know.
Beautiful to be in New York at Christmas time.
And just smell the chestnuts and all that kind of stuff. It was all good. So, hello to our newest listeners. We have Nina in Brooksville, and Joel in Largo, and Eileen in St. Pete. You know what I say to you guys? There's always room for more listeners on Connecting Caregivers Radio. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to go anywhere. You can come in at 12 o'clock on Saturday, or you can go to the podcast, or you can go on Facebook Live. So tell a friend, because every week I'm getting more and more emails. I just got an email from a woman the other day, and she said, I just want to thank you because I don't listen to your show, but one of my neighbors listens to your show, and one of her other friends or something used to go to one of your support groups, and they came over to her house, her neighbors, and they gave her a whole bunch of coupons for Christmas. I'll take your husband for a walk for 2 hours. A massage they gave her.
That's awesome.
A whole bunch of different things. They just gave it to her, and she said they got the idea from listening to the show, and that just makes my heart sing. So you know
what
I'm always saying to people out there, go out and just do something for somebody. It's really, really easy. So I want to talk Jeannie with you a little bit today. So we've known each other for quite a while. And
it has been.
Yes, you're a professional caregiver, a personal caregiver, you know. So I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and, you know, what your journey is. And we're going to talk about some documents that I know we spoke about last week or the week before with Stephanie Edwards. But that's the attorney part of the documents. I want you to tell me, as the caregiver,
yes,
what those mean and what's important.
So, yes. So. My journey started 12 years ago with my neighbors. Prior to them, I had worked as a physical therapy aide, so I was in and out of many nursing homes. And then I took time out and had a baby. And then my neighbors, I got that phone call from them one day of, hey, in the event that something were to happen, would you be our POA and healthcare surrogate?
Because they have no children or anything,
no,
right?
No, they have no one around.
And you just got to be best friends.
And yeah, we're just family. And I said, of course. And then it happened for both of them. Bob fell, broke his hip, and that's when my journey started. The first year in the attorney's office, I sat there and said, what am I doing?
Yeah, what did I do?
So as we moved forward, I had to activate my power of attorney and healthcare surrogate documents for both of them. The fall and the hip fracture was a down spiral. And so, with him removed from the home, we quickly realized that his wife was not safe at home. I took her to the doctor. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
All like that. Zip.
And he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. Their diagnoses came in the very same day. So it was a very gut-wrenching day.
Oh, my God.
So I needed that POA document to get people to talk to me, to get anybody to talk to me, any medical staff.
But I know Jeannie. Jeannie gets people to talk to her, that's for sure.
So I learned very quickly from the many hospital visits, the ER, I had multiple broken hips. The list just goes on and on for the medical. And no one would talk to me unless I showed them my POA document. So I have a little folder that I keep ready to go. It doesn't matter where I'm at. It's always with me.
Because you don't know when you're going to need it.
I'm on call 24/7, seven days a week. I'm always on call, and I don't know when I need it. And I can tell you from many experiences, the trip to the ER, it's like I have to show the police officer who sits up front my POA document, and then they let me go back. And when they get admitted to the hospital, interesting, even today yet, that POA document does not always follow from the ER up to the hospital room.
Right, right. So far away.
My advice to everybody is to have several copies, or if you don't have a copy machine, make sure they all make a copy, but know that you could several times have to hand over the document because it just, people, unfortunately, our medical staff, things just don't follow through
right.
what we assume it would be.
Right.
So I say don't assume anything.
Right.
Always be prepared.
And whether your loved one is at home, whether your loved one is in the hospital, whether your loved one is in a community, you're still the caregiver.
You're still
the one with that responsibility.
Yep.
You're still the best advocate for them.
You're still at the head of the helm.
Yep.
And absolutely, if you have to place them, that doesn't mean that your responsibility ends. It just means you're building your team.
Good way to put that, because my second thing I was going to say, it doesn't mean that you're not doing a good job. It means that you're building your team.
Right.
That's really important.
In today's world, to think that you can do it alone, in my opinion, is just craziness.
It is craziness.
Because there's a lot of experts out there that can be so beneficial and so much help. So I always say, whatever my journey, wherever we're at, I'm building my team.
And isn't it nice, too, that you get to spend some time with your loved one, that you're not the one that's running and doing everything and doing, you know.
I get the quality time with them now because I'm not having to make sure that they get their medication. I do, but I'm not the one giving it.
Right.
I'm making sure everything is always up to date and everything is happening that's supposed to be happening.
You're not changing the bed.
But
you're not the meals.
I'm not taking them to the bathroom.
So you kind of like, not that you're their daughter, but you are their daughter.
Yeah, in every sense, yeah.
You know, Becky, we always talk about when a caregiver has some respite care, whether it's through a community or through a home, that the daughter gets to be the daughter again.
Yes.
And it's so nice when I get to get my rest that I'm always ready to go. I can
and
make
you're a
whatever
better caregiver.
Decisions. I can, yes, that's exactly right. Because when you're constant in that constant mode and that constant stress, it wears you down and you can't think
on
your toes. I mean, you're just going through a lot of emotions and it's an emotional time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have a team.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're very blessed, especially in this area. In the Tampa Bay area, we have great teams everywhere. But today with the internet, with everything, you know, people build your team. You need to build your team. So, all right, so who are some of the people on your team?
So, well, Linda, you've been added to my team quite a while ago. As on this journey and the ALF that they placed him at, I went to the ED there and I'm like, you need a support group here. So, yeah, so I have you and I have Carrie Truman and everybody.
And
I have
your attorney.
I have Sean Scott and I have Arden Courts of Seminole where I have a loved one right now.
And you know, if you need, you have Maria's, you have Becky, you have.
I always have people that I can communicate with. Whatever I don't know, I'm looking for the answers,
oh, yes,
so I go
that
to everybody.
Absolutely.
That's definitely who this woman is, too.
Right.
I mean, because you can't know everything, and you don't know what you don't know until you need to know it.
Exactly.
So true.
Exactly. And another thing I want to mention, because I always think you ask the right questions. You're like, she's in there. She wants answers, and I think that's really important because you don't get answers. People that they go to the doctors, they're not getting answers. So the doctor doesn't want them to tape record them. I'm like, then you don't want that doctor.
Right. Right.
You can find another doctor. I mean, didn't you have an issue like with something recently where a doctor wasn't even going to treat her?
Yeah, that happens. And then I just switch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, if you don't want to help me help her, then you're not any help to her.
Yeah, but didn't he say something about, oh, she's so old, we don't have to worry
yes.
about that so much or something
yes.
like that? And he looked at Jeannie and said, what do you want me to do? And she said, I want you to treat her.
Yes. I did recently experience that with a doctor on a medication that she needed.
So be important. You know that you can ask those questions. Know that you can switch those doctors.
Right. You can't be afraid of being a stick in the mud. It's okay. Right. You've got to advocate, because if you don't, nobody else will.
Right. And it's the same thing with your loved one, too. All of a sudden, it gets to be a certain point where you're in charge. You have to tell mom what to do. And I hope that you suggest it to her nicely, but you know what I mean? All of a sudden, that role is reversed.
Yes.
And people feel sometimes a little comfortable with that. But I think once you make that switch, it gets better.
It does. It does. And it takes a while to get there. But
And some are harder than others, because you know the mother that says, I change your diapers. Don't tell me what to do.
Absolutely.
I think that's right. And you must see that all the time.
We do. We do. But, you have to do it out of love.
Right.
And
everything has to be for the right reason.
Absolutely. And you got to balance the love and the truth at the same time, and be realistic, and just let them know you're there to love them and you care for them and you're worried, and that's okay.
You know, I got this little, somebody sent this to me the other day, this poem, and it's a poem about Alzheimer's. Do not ask me to remember. Don't try to make me understand. Let me rest and know you're with me. Kiss my cheek and hold my hand. I'm confused beyond your concept. I am sad and sick and lost. All I know is that I need you to be with me at all cost. Do not lose your patience with me. Do not scold or curse or cry. I can't help the way I'm acting. Can't be different though I try. Just remember that I need you, that the best of me is gone. Please don't fail to stand beside me. Love me till my life is done. That's huge. That's huge.
Beautiful.
And, you know, it says to me here, though, the best of me is gone. And I don't know if I totally agree with that line. Because I think sometimes it's different. It's a different relationship. And I think when we have a team and when we get help, we have time to be in that relationship a little bit more.
Right.
You know, one woman came to a support group one time and she said, Alzheimer's saved my marriage. I'm like, what? Yeah, I've never heard anybody say that. And she said, my husband was always a go, 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 all day, all night. He never sat down still. Even when they were on vacation, she says, I wasn't on a vacation. He'd be like, every 15 minutes, where are we going? What are we doing? She said, now he's like, hey, take it easy. What do you want to do?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was a big adjustment, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's hard to step back. I was on the phone with a caregiver this morning that works with us at Assisting Hands, and she was talking about her lady who is later stages of dementia. She lives with her family, lives with her daughter and her family in the house that she raised the kids in. And she has a greenhouse out back.
Aww.
And so often, mom is in her bedroom all day with the TV on, but my caregiver always tries to take her outside, out to the greenhouse where her potted plants are, and she becomes a totally different right. person, because that's her element. That's where she spent so much time when she was with it.
Right.
And she gets back into that mode. And then she's more relaxed when daughter comes home later that day. She's just a little bit more at peace.
You know, it just made me think of a beautiful story. Years ago, this woman came to my support group for a while. I forget who she was taking care of at the time, but it was a relative, and the relative passed away, and she went back to North Carolina, South Carolina, wherever she was from. Well, a couple of years later, I get a call from her. She goes, I'm back. So she tells me that she came to the support group for a little while, and she was now taking care of her aunt. And her aunt was a very artsy person. So she said, in my aunt's house everywhere, there's paintings, there's clay, there's this, and everything. She said, but my aunt's most sacred thing is her garden. Her garden. She always says that when she works in the garden, when she puts her hands in the soil, God is winking at her. She feels a little closer to God. That's
beautiful.
That's her thing.
Wow. Part of creation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She said, so, you know, Linda, I'm always, for years, I'm listening to you and your support groups about let them do what they can do, you know, whatever. And she goes, she's way too frail to go out into the garden. So what she did was she sent letters and emails and everything to all their family and friends and said, if you want, this is what I would like you to do. I would like you to send pots with soil, with bulbs, with whatever. So people started sending pots with bulbs and soil, and they planted them in the house together, and people wrote notes on them and everything. And she said to me, this went on, Linda, for months and months and months. And then this one would bloom, and then the next one would bloom, and then the next one would bloom. And she said, when the last one bloomed, she passed away. She said, and now what I've done is I got goosebumps all over this
story. I do too right now. That's beautiful.
And she says, now what I've done is I took all the bulbs and I'm taking them back to North Carolina and planting a garden in her memory.
Nice.
What a beautiful memory.
Yeah, I call that story Blooming with Love. But yeah, so think about those kind of things that you can do with your loved one and think about those opportunities you have to really hook into something that's important to them. That touches their thing.
Right. We recently had Dr. Kate McCarty, who's just an amazing dementia coach.
I love Dr. Kate.
She came out and did an in-service training with our caregivers this week. And one of the things we talked about is, what's your dominant sense? And because your dominant sense is going to be one of your five senses that brings you the most peace or comfort. And the way you figure out somebody's dominant sense is you ask them what their earliest memory is. So what's the first thing they think about from their childhood?
Mine's smell.
Yours is smell. Okay, yeah. And what is it you remember smelling?
It's in my book, coming in the side door of my mother's house, smelling chocolate pudding, she was cooking hot chocolate pudding.
Yep.
It's comforting. It's whatever. I'm a really, you know, in my house and everything, I'm a smelly person. I love smells.
Oh, yeah.
It brings me comfort. It brings me peace.
Right. So that's what's going to bring you peace.
With someone else's taste. Joy.
Correct. I was with a family recently, and I hope they're listening today. I invited them to come listen to the radio program. And we talked with mom and said, what's your dominant sense? And she remembered going to New York City to Radio Music Hall and watching the Rockettes. And she remembered the lights. And so hers is visual. She's all about the visions and lights.
So when you know that, so you just got to question the person and ask them what their first thing is. And then from there, you can see. That's really interesting.
Interesting.
Isn't that fun?
That's right. Well, you know, my grandson slept over a couple of weeks ago. You know, he's 14 now, Tommy. And he wakes up in the morning. Just give me another minute, Tom. He wakes up in the morning and I'm like, Tommy, it's time to get up. It's a little different in his house. He's like, get up, get going, you know, whatever. And usually in his house, they have cereal for breakfast. And I'm like, would you like pancakes and sausage for breakfast?
Mm.
He's like, yeah, Grandma. So I don't know how he does this. He gets up, he takes a shower, he puts his clothes on, he's all beautiful. And he goes, sits on a couch and falls asleep. How can they do that, them teenagers?
What is he, like 15?
14.
It'll be
15 in March. I'm like, what the heck? I go, Tommy, come on, wake up, eat your breakfast. So he's eating his pancakes, his sausage like this. And then he looks at me and he goes, I'm in the womb. I go, yeah, you are, boy. You're in the womb. You know where it is. It was very funny. Well, now we're going to take a little bit here and hear from our wonderful partners and sponsors, because you know the scoop. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy.
You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413. Promo code Linda. Don't delay. Call today.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Okay, guys, think about that during the holiday time. Let people help you if they offer to help you. And you heard that one line in the affirmation that says, I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Try to do that during the holidays, especially if you have some visiting relatives that might say some things that could push your buttons or push you the wrong way. Just try to stop and think before you speak, and maybe just say, hey, I think I need to run to the restroom for a minute. And maybe just run to that restroom and just, you know, regroup yourself. And also think about during the holidays, if you do choose that you're going to have big gatherings and there's going to be a lot of people around, please have a quiet room. A quiet room for your loved one, and maybe a quiet room for you. Because I think everybody, you know, you do that with kids. Let them go down, lay down for a little bit and chill out. So, you know, just be careful what you do with the holidays, because you can make it really tough for your loved one if there's, like, too much stimulation and too much. But I've been telling you about that for weeks. But anyway, one more thing before we talk a little further. Next week, The winner of our caregiver contest will be here. And the winner of our caregiver contest is Terry Clemens. And I love Terry Clemens. I happen to know her personally.
You too? I do too.
You too. She is one of the most awesome caregivers. I spoke to a friend of mine, and it turned out that Terry was caring for his wife. I didn't know it was Terry that was caring for his wife. And I said, how's everything going with your wife? And he said to me, I can't remember the name of the woman that came to care for my wife last night, but I wish she could move in with us. He said, she sang to my wife. She read poetry to my wife. She spent, you know, that's Terry Clemens, right?
It is. It is. That is Terry.
That is who Terry is. So Terry's going to win a whole bunch of good stuff. She's going to win a radio and a gift certificate to go out to dinner and a gift certificate from Palm Garden for a massage and some gifts from McKee Markets. And some gifts from Cindy Durant from Mary Kay and Sarah M. from Melaleuca and some peel away sheets and a whole bunch of really good stuff.
Oh my goodness. That's
very
awesome.
Very exciting.
Thank you, Linda.
I'm really excited about it. So she will be on the show next Saturday to say hello. The people who have nominated her so far, they said, don't tell her we nominated her because she'll just like fall all over us and say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So we'll see. Maybe by next week they'll change their mind. But tune in, and we will continue in 2019 to have caregiver contests. It's very easy. Just go to connectingcaregiversradio.com and nominate a caregiver. So let's go back to Jeannie. What were we just talking about on break that we think is a good thing we should tell the caregivers today?
That even though that you have the POA document, I've run into this snag quite a few times. If the person is not declared incompetent, you can run into the snag, and it happens to me every time we go to the hospital, where trying to get that communication line open is difficult because they'll push back when they're busy, and they don't want to take the time to call me if I'm not there to say, well, they're not declared incompetent. They can make their own decisions. This happened on one occasion because my neighbor Bob, I would say, Bob, please tell them to talk to me.
Right.
Well, he was used to being in charge.
Right.
And they'd come in, he was in the hospital, his blood pressure was dropping every time he stood up. He was hospitalized. And all of a sudden, they are doing test after test after test. They're doing a colonoscopy.
Oh my goodness.
They are putting this man through it. And I come in, and he always called me Dal. And he'd say, Dal, what, I don't understand why they're doing all these tests. And I go, Bob, it's because you're consenting to it. And he goes,
said, I am?
He goes, no, I'm not. And I go, yeah. They come in, they start telling you, and you go, uh-huh, okay, uh-huh, okay. And you're consenting. So you've consented to all this. And I go, there's stuff going on. They're doing tests that aren't even relevant
right
here. I go, you don't need all this. I go, please tell them they have to talk to me. So he started doing that. And then everything, you know, I got him discharged. I got him out of there because it was
home.
Like there was no reason for what they did. And when he went to his neurologist, he was like, I have no idea why they did all these tests. They're pointless.
Right. And how many times people, you know, you're taking care of somebody, they may have very mild dementia and they can talk just fine, but they really can't make good decisions for themselves.
Right.
And it's not just that. You know, I can remember my dad being in the hospital one time. All right. So they asked my stepmother in another room how many kids she has. She said none. She asked my dad how many kids he had. He said four. They decided my dad was wrong. No, my dad has four kids.
Wow.
Now, if she hadn't been in that, came into that room, they would have gave my dad a diagnosis that he didn't know what he was talking about. So it goes both ways.
Yes.
You gotta be careful with that.
Yes. Yeah, you really have to be there, and you have to push back, be willing to push back. And sometimes it gets a little savvy on how hard you have to push. But I do whatever I got to do. Because
and you do it with kindness, though.
Absolutely.
And you appreciate the people that help you.
I always say, hey, listen, my priority is the person I'm advocating with. I mean no disrespect, but you really need me to help with this situation. Please help me help her.
Right.
or help me help him. Right. And usually when I talk that way, then I can get more cooperation.
And when someone helps you, Jeannie, I know you, Jeannie, you're very grateful to them.
I'm very grateful.
Lots of times people do not treat the people that take care of our loved ones very well.
No, they don't. I'm always telling people how much I appreciate
them. And I'm sure you see that
them.
Too, Beck.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you have some times that you have somebody go into a client and then they don't really appreciate them as much as they should.
They don't, and that's where we get on the phone with our caregivers and say, you know, listen, talk to us if you're feeling like that. You know, let us know. And we try to go that extra mile and appreciate the caregivers. Appreciate your doctors and your nurses that are taking care of mom or dad or your loved one. Let them know that they're doing a good job because they are part of your team, and everybody on the team needs a high five every once in a while.
Right.
I take in treats.
Treats are always good.
Yeah, they love candy and cookies.
Who doesn't like a treat?
That's right. That's right.
Who doesn't like a treat?
That's right.
It's really important. And sometimes it's just finding an open way. You know, my niece-in-law, I guess you'd call her, my nephew's wife, she's pregnant. She felt like this one of the neighbors that they didn't really like her. For some reason, she just felt uncomfortable about it, you know, whatever. And she wanted to be friends with the neighbors. And she found out that the neighbor used to, breed dogs or whatever. And she started a conversation with her one day. And now they're like best friends. Because sometimes you just got to find that little thing that
a person
likes or whatever. That's two things I want to talk about. First, before we talk a little bit further about that, I want to talk with both of you about being prepared as a caregiver. So going in and meeting with a home healthcare company before you need it, a community before you need it. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I do my research and
Because it takes the stress off.
It does. I like to have all my ducks in a row because crises happen.
Right.
They're going to happen. So I go, I'm a member of Better Living for Seniors, and I go to the networking, I talk to people, I interview, my chit-chatting, I'm interviewing.
Right.
I'm scoping people out, and I'm deciding, okay, and then I'll find out, what are your fees, what are your charges, because we have a budget, we have to follow our budget.
Right.
So I make sure that I have two or three people for everything that could possibly go wrong for home health. It's like when now, because my dear friend has Alzheimer's and it's advanced and her transfers aren't good, now I have to hire an aide when we go to a doctor's visit because I can't manage her alone.
Right. You don't want to go down with her.
Exactly. So I call several home health companies that I know and like. And then I see who I can get at the time that I need it, and that's how I do it.
And see, there was one point you didn't need that. But when the day came that you needed that, you were ready.
I was ready.
And I understand that every caregiver can join Better Living for Seniors. But ask your neighbors. Ask your friends in church, right, Becky?
Yeah, it's your best reference.
Word of mouth.
Is word of mouth and what somebody else's experience. I got a call yesterday from a girlfriend who's the secretary at a church. And she said, hey, I gave your name and number to a family that's going to be calling you. That's, you know, ask your church, ask your neighbors, ask your friends, because everybody knows somebody that does something or, oh, my friend had
so-and-so. And the neighbor may just be telling you, don't call Joe's.
Right.
Because they are terrible. Because bad word gets around well, too. And sometimes you need to know that. You don't want to take a chance. You didn't ask around. And you got Joe's home health. And it's not such a good thing.
Right. My best referrals come from people who've used us or know somebody who used us.
Right.
Or know someone who knows someone who knows someone. Because we all, this is a village. And we got to all work together and team up.
And you've been around for a while now, and your business is growing, so people know that they can count on you, and that's
absolutely
a whole big difference. And you know, and we do work together. Other companies, sometimes might not be the client for you, or they may need more or less.
Right.
You know.
And we have a caregiver shortage out there. So we're all kind of scrambling to find the best caregivers, and we're all working together as a community. And maybe I can't cover a shift, but I know that ABC company over here can cover it. And so I'll talk with my families and say, listen, let's work together with this other agency, and let's get the care done that needs to be done.
All right. So while we're talking about that, so what makes a good caregiver, and how can somebody become a caregiver? You know, for the new year, you might be thinking about changing your career, doing something a little different, so tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so to me, caregiving is all about heart. We can teach skills, but we can't teach compassion. We right. can't teach love. And so if you find that you're one of those people that wants to care, wants to love, you can contact us. You can go to assistinghands.com/Pinellas and hit our webpage there, and you can say you're interested in being a caregiver. Reach out. We got a little bot that talks to you on the internet goodness. There. And you know, ring us up and let us know.
And you don't have to work full time.
No.
Some caregivers just work one day a week or weekends or nights or whatever, right?
Exactly. I mean, out of my 80 plus caregivers that are out working for us, I would say about a dozen of them are full time. The rest are working part time, and they may work
another
job. They
got families too they're taking care of.
They do. They're caregivers themselves and their families. So, you know, as short as 3-hour shifts, 2-hour shifts for our VA clients, you know, we've got work to be done.
Okay, and while we're on that topic one more time, let's talk about the VA clients for a minute. How do people find out about getting those benefits?
The VA has a wonderful program. So if you're a veteran and you go out to the one of the veterans clinics, either down at Bay Pines or one of the outsourced clinics, if you're going to the community living center, talk with your doctor there. And if you're a veteran and you need assistance with two activities, so let's say you need assistance with bathing or use a walker, or say your loved medication. One has dementia, then let them know that you need some help at home. And they have a program called the Homemaker Home Health Aid Program. And what that provides is an aide to come out to the home for 2 hours at a time, 2 days a week to 7 days a week. And the primary thing the VA wants to make sure of is that our veterans are clean. And so it includes a bath visit, be it a shower, a bed bath, an army bath, just standing at the sink and getting cleaned up.
And sometimes somebody's just going in the shower and they're just outside the shower door in case they need them. They're exactly. not actually bathing them. So I want, if a vet's thinking about this, some people are like, I don't need anybody going in the shower with me, but I'm afraid I'm going to fall, so.
Right, so you have somebody there. Let somebody set things up for you. Get the shower chair in, because sometimes it's hard right. to lift that shower chair in. Let them put the shower chair in there for you.
Get the towels for you. Get the stuff.
Exactly. Get it warm in there so that you can get in there, get, you know, your shower going. And then when you get out, if you need help with scrubbing your back or you need something or you just want somebody to be there in case, right. God forbid, you fall, you'd rather have somebody you know come in and help you get up off yeah. the floor than...
Yeah, yeah, it's really important. All right, thanks for that info. We need to hear once again from the rest of our wonderful partners, so don't go away, guys. We'll be right back.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming, with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on. And they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to www.voxlife.com /caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's www.voxxlife.com/caregivers.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Okay, guys. You know what happens when you hear those horns? It means get your paper and pen because Lynn has good things to tell you, but Lynn's not here today. She's in Boston. So Becky's going to tell you some good stuff.
All right. So we've got a Senior Empowerment Day coming up in Largo on Tuesday, January 22nd. It's going to be at St. Paul United Methodist Church. That's up on South Highland Road. It's going to be from 8:30 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you want more information on it, you can call 800-211-4292 or eventbrite.com or go to agingInAmerica.net.
Okay, and all this information will be on the website. Just know that it's from 8:30 to 3, but you don't have to go for the whole thing. You can go for as little as much as you want. And I think it's around 1 o'clock. I'll be speaking about purpose for your loved ones. So please come and join us.
Yeah, that's going to be a great event, Linda.
Yeah.
We've also got a dementia care seminar coming up at St. Francis Cabrini Church, Xavier Hall, up in Spring Hill. It's going to be on Thursday, January 24th from 9:30 to noon. We've got our own Linda Burhan's going to be speaking there, as well as Gary Joseph LeBlanc.
Yay, Gary.
Yeah, so this is going to be a great event. Reserve your seat, RSVP to the United Way. We're going to be doing free memory screenings by RenStar. And you can go to the UnitedWayHernando.org to register or call 352-688-2026. You can also reach out to commonsensecaregiving.com.
Perfect. And I'm going to go to that memory screening while I'm there. And you know, I Lynn's like, I'm afraid to do that. I'm like, I'm not afraid. I think you need to start getting things checked and just makes, you know, see.
It's a baseline.
Right.
It's a baseline to know where
right.
you are.
And you don't know. I guess all right, let's tell us about this first.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome. Arden Courts is doing an online caregiver solutions info show. You can hear it on iHeartRadio or on WNN 1470 AM, or you can watch it live stream at caregiversolutions.info. It's every Tuesday from 5 to 6. And this is just a great way to hear a little professional expertise on for family caregivers seeking new resources and guidance.
And I'm thinking it's pretty similar to what we're doing here. I haven't heard it yet. In fact, I just found out about that this morning. So I'm going to go listen to it because the more information you can get out there, guys, the better it is.
Absolutely.
Because I learn something new every single day. It's really, really important to do that stuff. The other thing is get to a support group. I had a support group this morning at Arden Courts in Largo. It's the fourth Saturday of every month. I have one the second Saturday of every month at Arden Courts in Seminole and some other ones. So I am revamping the calendar on Linda's Caregiver Connections because there are some support groups there. I'm not sure if they're still happening. People stop a group and forget to tell me or they change the date or the time. So in January, I'll have everything up to date for everybody of what's going on. So there'll be support groups that I do, support groups that Karen Truman does, support groups that other people do because there's a lot of Kate McCarty's, the Memory Cafe, the Memory Walks. There's a lot of really good stuff out there. So please take advantage of that.
Great resources here in our community. We're living in a great place to age in.
Yeah, really are. What's the last word you want to give our caregivers, Jeannie?
Be kind to yourself. Don't feel guilty. Build your team. Never look at anything as that you have to do it all on your own, because you don't. Don't be selfish.
And be prepared.
Be prepared. Always be prepared.
Because you know what I say all the time, your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience of your life, or it can be close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it.
That's exactly right.
You know, and during the holiday season, you know, another thing I talk about, and I'm going to mention again, don't make the cookies all by yourself, because you can do them faster than when mom helps you. Because mom would like to make those cookies with you. And one day mom's not going to be able to make those cookies with you. So take a little time. Somebody said to me in a support group, I couldn't believe it last week. They said, oh, mom made the cookies and she didn't make them right. So after she went to bed, I remade all the cookies and I took her cookies out of the container and I put them in. I said, maybe you just can make the cookies with mom.
Yeah.
Maybe you just make the cookies with mom.
Would have saved some time.
It would have saved some time. Would have saved some ingredients. Would have saved something. And maybe you would have had a nice experience.
Oh, my gosh. You'd have a laugh and a giggle and a fun memory that you created. And if
it gets messed up a little bit, it gets messed up a little bit. Who cares?
That's okay. We all wash up.
Yeah.
That's right.
We all wash up. We all wash up. And that's what you know, everybody says, I want it to be a wonderful holiday. I never heard anybody say, yeah, I went to Jane's for the holidays and they had the best Christmas lights. No, they're going to say, I met the best people there. Dinner was great. We laughed. We had some conversation. We did some stuff. Do that kind of stuff. You know, spend that time. I can remember one year a woman telling me, and I say, pull out the albums. And one year somebody said to me, you know, if I take out the albums, my dad won't know anybody in the pictures. I said, who cares? Pull them out anyway.
And you won't be surprised. He will know people. And there may be people in there that you don't know. But he still remembers because his root memories are older memories. And there is still a dad in there. He's still in there wanting to
play
to
with
see
you.
Those. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, somebody said to me, that same woman, she said, well, he didn't. So she met me after Christmas. And she said, he didn't know most of the people in the pictures, Linda. But guess what? He knew every car. So it was, you know, a 50 Chevy or a 55 Ford. And as she said it out loud to me, she said, I don't even know if he was telling me the truth. Who cares? It's Christmas. You just wanted to have a good time with him, and that's what you had. So don't correct your person either if they can't remember the name of the car or the show
matter.
Or the person. It really doesn't matter.
That's right.
It really doesn't matter. And if your loved one is starting to forget your name and the grandchildren are coming to visit, suggest to the grandchildren when they approach grandma, they walk up to grandma and go, hi, grandma, it's me, Mary. I always say, hi, grandma, it's me, Linda, your favorite grandchild. And they know it's you. But do that. Give them that little clue. Mm-hmm. Open that up for them so it's a whole lot easier from you. Okay? I'm talking really fast because it's almost time to go. Next week, we're going to have Shannon Stewart. She's a nurse practitioner and a patient advocate. We're also going to have Joel Quattlebaum from the Largo Police Department. He's a senior service officer. And Karen Rizzo. And we're going to talk about the senior event, Empowerment Day. We'll also have the famous Terry Clemens here for the caregiver contest. So please, thanks so much for joining us today. You know how much I care about you guys. Please like us on Facebook. We look forward to spending time with you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old on your door, you just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.